Welcome everyone, my name is Divine. This is episode 123 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be continuing our series on the components of faith. So far we've said that there are a few components of faith. We said that there's a belief component, we said there's an obedience component, and that anchor scripture has been Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 that says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is future minded. The world is present minded, but faith is future minded. So what's the next component of faith I want us to discuss today? I want us to discuss the patience component of faith. Patience is a big component of faith because, like I said, faith focuses on the future. It does not focus on the present. In the present, you have to be patient for that future to arrive. Like, for example, Abraham, when God gave him that instruction that, you know what, or that promise that, you know what, you're going to have a child, he had to wait a very long time. I mean, literally, imagine a person in their 90s, wife very old, and God has given these promises, and you're coming, you're going year in, year out, year in, year out, year in, year out. Nothing seems to be going right. But in those moments, God wants you to be patient. He wants you to remain patient. He wants you to remain patient. He wants you to remain patient. Look at Joseph. When he was a young child, God gave him all these dreams that, you know what, you're going to, you know, your brothers are going to bow to you, da, 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 da. But then, think about it. God gave him that dream, and then not too long after, he was being sold as a slave into the land of Egypt. And he was not just being sold as a slave into the land of Egypt. You know, he then got thrown in prison. Right? I think it was like a 19-year period between when, you know, he got into Egypt and when he became the prime minister of Egypt. Patience was the difference there. The Bible even talks about being patient in tribulation. Long suffering is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So you need to be patient. Any person that is going to walk in faith has to be a person that walks in patience. A person of faith has to be a person that walks in patience. And then the next component to faith that I want to discuss is the focus component to faith. There is a focus component to faith. The thing is, when a person has a promise from God, many times the enemy will try to get you distracted from what those promises are with the things of the world. A person that trusts God focuses solely on God and removes their eyes from the things of the world. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. A person that is a person of faith lives what I like to call a high yield life. They don't waste their lives on things that really do not matter, on things that are not related to that vision that God has for their lives. They are always looking ahead, right? Because let me tell you this. If you're driving and you keep looking behind yourself, you'll likely get into an accident. A person that is a good driver looks forward, looks focused to the road ahead of him so that he doesn't ram into another person. So faith, I'm telling you, faith has a focus component. Because that's one problem that many people have in the world today. They are not focused, or they are being taken by so many distractions. And the thing is, those distractions, guess what? It's going to really, 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 really weaken your faith, right? Because if you're focused so much on distractions, then you won't focus on God, right? If Abraham kept focusing on all his problems, no. He didn't focus on his problems. He just focused on the God that made him a promise, knowing that the person that promised will be faithful to do what he promised to do. So it's very important as a child of God, you need to remain focused. Like literally, if, for example, God has given you a promise on something, and then let's say God has given you a promise that, you know, I'm going to heal you of this thing. Well, then you keep reading all these online articles about the disease and how incurable it is and this and that. All those things will literally weaken your faith. And the thing is, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God is saying, oh, your faith can be built up or your faith can be destroyed by what you hear. So focus on the right thing. Focus on the right thing. If, for example, you're just a new believer, you've given your life to Christ, and you want to maintain that life of holiness, to be honest with you, stop hanging around friends that do not do the will of God. Stop watching TV shows that do not promote the will of God, right? Because those things will just keep, because your focus is taken away. The Bible, there's this part of the Bible that talks about, you know, seed that was sown on different kinds of ground, right? The Bible says that there are some people that, you know, they are so worldly that the seed of the word sown in them is choked up and is not fruitful. Your faith will not be fruitful if you're so distracted by many things. Now, the next component of faith I want to discuss is the opposition component of faith. The opposition component of faith. I'm telling you, when you choose to stand with God, opposition is going to come immediately. In fact, I'm telling you, many times an indication of the right kind of commitment is immediate opposition. The devil always tries to fight anything that is of God. Opposition will come. But again, the Bible says that we are more than conquerors. It didn't say you're a conqueror. It says you are more than a conqueror. Why are you more than a conqueror? Because the Almighty God is working with you. So when you're a person of faith, if you look at Hebrews 11, many of those people that are literally in that hall of fame of faith, these were people that faced significant opposition. But in spite of the significant opposition they faced, they kept trusting in God. They kept obeying God, right? And God came through for them. That is just the truth. So you just need to be careful. Opposition will come, but it doesn't mean that, again, you do not have the victory. That's something you just need to be mindful of. Opposition will come. It will certainly come. But remember in your heart that the Almighty God has given you the victory, right? Look at Daniel, the prophet in the Bible. You know, he had faith in God. They released this law that, for the next 30 days, you must not worship, blah, 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 blah. But Daniel was like, wow, okay, this is opposition to me exercising my faith. I'm going to stand on God. I'm going to stand on my faith. And he did. And guess what? He prospered. God came through for him. That's the thing. Like, when opposition comes, God is not going to abandon you. Look at all the apostles that preached the good news in the New Testament. Many of them, they faced serious opposition. And sometimes that serious opposition can lead to the physical death of that individual. But you know that you have a crown waiting for you on the other side. So I will encourage you, brethren, remember that opposition will come. The Bible says right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violence take it by force. So there's going to be violence along the way, but you can still break through that opposition. The Bible says, by my God, I run through a troop. By my God, I leap over a wall. That tells you that there's going to be opposition. Even Paul said that, you know, a door for great and effective work has been placed before me. But there are many adversaries. Whenever there is an open door of faith, there are going to be many adversaries at the door. Look at David. David was a very successful king, but he faced a lot of opposition, even from within his own family. But again, he hung on to God and the Lord helped him. Now, what is the last component of faith that I want to talk about? The last component of faith that I want to talk about is that there is a declaration component to faith. There is a declaration component to faith, right? So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is watch what you say. Let your words be consistent with your faith. Because there's this Bible verse, though, this part of scripture about the Shunammite woman. Her child had literally just died and she was going to see the prophet. I think it was either Elijah or Elisha. I'm fairly certain it was Elisha. She was going to see Elisha the prophet. And literally, the person's child had just died. If a person's child has died, you know, you can see them, you know, crying. Because, I mean, it's a horrible thing to lose a child. Crying, weeping, saying all manners of things. But she did not. She was asked a few times along the way, oh, da 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 da. She was like, oh, all is well. All is well. All is well. I'm telling you, when you're going through trials and challenges, remember that term, all is well. All is well. This someone's child that just died, and she was saying all is well, right? She was declaring her faith. Her child was lying dead in their home, but she did not let that present circumstance determine what she said, right? The thing is, we just live in a world. This is one of the biggest problems that exist in the world today. People just use very dangerous, unrestrained speech. They just curse themselves. You see some of these acronyms that people use, like FML, right? Things like that. You're just literally speaking evil and negative over your destiny. There's a declaration component to faith. Even if you're going through that problem right now, declare to yourself that my God will come through for me. Declare to yourself that it is well with my soul. In fact, I love the song, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Right? So speak positive over your life. Even if the things going on in your life right now are not positive, speak positive over your life. Speak positive over your life. And the thing is, when you exercise all these components of faith, the reward for you at the end of the day is victory. The reward of faith is victory. The reward of faith is victory. You will get the victory. Look at Hebrews 11. The Bible talks about the victories that were wrought in the lives of these people that truly had faith in God. So I'm encouraging you today, have faith in God. Now, as I wrap up, again, one of the first things you need to do to have faith in God is that you need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the basis for our faith as Christians. So if you don't know him, the Bible says, no one can come to the Father but by me. If you want to know Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross. You shed your blood to set me free. Come into my life. Cleanse me of all my sin. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. First off, I pray for those that just give their lives to Christ. Lord, please strengthen them to do your will. Strengthen them to obey your commandments. Fill them with your Spirit. Give them the grace to live those renewed lives of holiness and righteousness. And I pray for others listening to this podcast. I pray that you give us the grace to believe on you. Give us the grace to obey you. Give us the grace to be patient. Give us the grace to stand strong in the face of opposition. Give us the grace to be focused, to zone in on the things that matter, that are consistent with our faith, and to utterly disregard things that are wrong, things that are not consistent with our faith. Give us the grace, O God, to declare and speak the right things concerning our lives and destinies. And Lord, the reward of faith, which is victory, let that be our portion. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, for those that have just given their lives to Christ, I will encourage you, do three things. One, I have podcasts, episode 96 to episode 101, on the five basic responsibilities of a believer. I'm telling you, it will literally tell you the key critical things you need to do to grow as a child of God. Episode 96 to 101. They are all very short podcasts. And then two, find a Bible. Find a translation you understand, right? Like the New Living Translation is very understandable. I really like it. Start from the book of John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. But read it and do what it says. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then the third thing is find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. There are many churches right now that do not preach things that are consistent with the word of God. They try to build all these new age churches. They have church in their name, but they preach things, they tolerate things that are not consistent with the word of God. That's not where you want to be. Find a Bible-believing church. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a church that has parishes pretty much all over the world. But there are also many wonderful churches around the world. So just find a place where you can plug in and hear the true word of God, plug in with other believers, Read the Word of God, do what it says. Listen to episodes 96 to 101. It'll show you how to grow as a believer, and all be well with you. Thank you for listening to me today. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. God bless you. Shalom.